Now it is time to play Never Mind the Carnival. Ooh. So it's a panel show, and joining listeners will be two celebrity comedians. So introducing our first team leader, ladies and gentlemen, a king of panel shows, you might know him from The Blame Game. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear for Colin Murphy! Next team leader, ladies and gentlemen, An Irishman Abroad is perhaps one of the most successful podcasts to ever come out of Ireland or the United Kingdom. It's Jarlath Regan! Oh, brilliant. How's it going, lads?
Good. We have genuinely no idea what this is.
Not a clue. Not a clue, Al.
Well, neither do I. I'm just kind of going with whatever Pamela wrote in front of me. No, it's great. So what we're going to do is you're going to be Team Colin over there.
Okay.
How's the festival anyway, all right?
Good, yes. It was on last night. It was on with you last night. We were playing in the round, darling.
We were in the round. Yes, it was a marvellous theatrical term. People could see his buttocks. It was marvellous.
So, yeah, it's where you do the comedy gig, but the audience is all surrounding you. Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very weird. It's very, very strange, yeah. It was good, though. It was good. You did well.
So you're going to be Team Colin, right? And okay. I've given you two dedicated Today FM listeners, right? So the first of which is Stephanie Firehair Clinch.
Hello.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Al.
So Firehair is your pseudonym for Ginger.
Yes, essentially.
Okay. Lovely.
It's more of a... it's less threatening.
Really? You think Firehair is less... threatening than Ginger?
Okay, well, maybe more threatening, but in a more adorable way. No? Ginger just sounds so... Ginger.
You met Billy Connolly before.
I met Billy Connolly.
So you must be delighted to meet Colin Murphy.
Obviously.
Highlight of the year.
Did he mention me?
He did. Good. He spoke very fondly of you.
Good, we have a restraining order, but... yeah.
And then we've got Lindsay, the pocket monster, Folan. I believe you are the smallest security guard in Galway.
Yeah.
So what height are you?
5'1".
5'1".
Where do you work, mother care? Well, 5'1", you ex-security guard or still
no,
a security guard?
I'll be here tomorrow night. Okay.
You're working in here.
You're the security guard here in the Roisin right. Dove.
Tomorrow anyways. But
And when you need to throw somebody out, what do you do? Just...
I'm worse than the lads.
You're worse than the lads for throwing them out.
See, you don't see her coming. That's the thing. She's down here.
Oh, I tell you, another thing. What the hell?
Oh, brilliant. And now to my left, ladies and gentlemen, is Jarlath Regan.
Hello there. How's it going?
Jarlath has his first Vicar Street show coming up, don't you?
Yes, January 12th.
It sounds like a great show. So, Organ Freeman, I don't understand. Explain it to me.
Organ Freeman is the title of the show. I donated a kidney to my brother earlier this year.
Comedy gold.
Exactly. I mean, the jokes just flow from there, Al, really. It is a funny show about that and about everything that comes with it. Because, you know, your brother rings you... I should point out, he did need the kidney. Some people think, did you lose a bet, or is he just one of those? Is he one of those brothers who just wants everything you have? But no, he really needed it. So it kind of tells the story in a funny way, and that's on Vicar Street on the 12th.
Brilliant.
Yes.
So joining you on Team Jarlath, more dedicated Today FM listeners. The first of which is Dara, the beautiful beard Canning. How are you, Dara?
How's it going?
Good man, Dara.
Now, Dara, where are you from?
I'm from Roscommon.
Oh, get out.
But I've lived here for like 10 years. So.
How dare you vote no? I voted here.
It was the rest of the county. It wasn't me. I voted yes.
It wasn't me. That's what they all say, right?
I'm sorry. I'm only joking. Did you win a modest man competition?
I didn't. I didn't enter. I'm too modest.
Get out. I can't believe he used one of your jokes, Colin. Brilliant. So you are a web designer. Thanks for joining us. And then Aisling, the hand tattoo Halloran.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Sorry. Aisling, hand tattoo, explain.
There's a tattoo on my hand. No, I was traveling. I wanted to get a tattoo. And I was with my friend Roseanne, who was, I was like, go haggle now, the good price for me. So she came back and said, okay, he won't go down in the price, but he'll do a second one for free.
Where'd you get the second one then?
On my middle finger. And I quite didn't really think it out. Because now I came home and I was like, Mom, I got a tattoo, flipping the bird. And
so you had to give your mother the finger. So she said, I can't believe you got a tattoo. And you're like, but look at it.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Brilliant. I actually really like your story because you had a deposit for a house. You quit your job and you traveled the world.
I did. I just had it all saved up and I went into EBS to a financial advisor. And it was like,
They offered you a tracker mortgage and you took off, right?
Pretty much. I just thought, this sounds like a big scam.
I love it. So when you want to answer Team Colin, you have to shout, spank! Will you try that for me?
I'll try.
Try it now.
All right. Spank!
I love it. And when you want to come in, Jarlath, you need to shout, arse.
Do you know what would have been amazing is if you had a buzzer for us, but you forced them to shout, spank, right? Okay, arse. Not as funny, obviously.
It was the energy. Our first round is going to be music from the movies, and that's after the break.
Let's go. Al Borders, Never Mind the Carnival, live from the Roisin Dubh Galway on Today FM.
Oh, yes. Oh, goodness gracious me, we are having some crack here. Are you enjoying yourselves? I hope you're enjoying it wherever you're listening to the show, whether you're in the car, the canteen, or the kitchen, or wherever you're listening to us. We are having such a good time here in the Roisin Dubh. I just spoke to Jackie, Mrs. Giggles, and her son, kind of Skit, who I didn't really get to speak to, spoke for the first time. Now, if I can do a description of this guy physically, I mean, he's got the beard and the long hair. He looks like
Duck Hunters, that program, you know, the... Picture that. It's sort of an outdoorsy kind of woodsman.
Rockery, maybe. Jack Black.
That kind of thing. Yeah.
And then he speaks and he's like gayer than me. It's hilarious.
Hello, my darling. How do you want it?
I love you so much. Oh my God, you're amazing.
Darling, your hair is like totally fabulous.
Wait, you're not putting this on.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh my God, that is brilliant. Okay, so Jackie has like brought you here as a gift for me. We'll have three rounds in this quiz to test your mettle. The first round, however, is music from the movies. Don't be looking at the answers. I'm going to play a clip of a song and you name the movie that it's from. If you want to get in, Team Colin needs to shout spank and Team Jarlath needs to shout arse.
As long as these are all children's movies from the last 15 years, those are the only things I've seen.
Are we ready, so? Okay, so how this works is that Stephen is back in base in Marconi House in Dublin City Centre. Stephen, track one, please.
Arse.
Oh, we've got an arse.
That is the soundtrack to Top Gun.
You're absolutely right!
I knew that a couple.
I forgot to say spank.
Oh, you forgot to say spank?
She nearly said something that would have got you.
Oh, you thought
air.
It was the F word, yes. That you were meant to say. Stephen, track two, please. Everything
is awesome. Arse.
Oh, Charlotte.
Come on. I mean, if you have a toddler, you'll know that's the Lego movie, right?
Yeah! That was the category you were waiting for. Track three, please.
Spank.
Gangster's Paradise.
Yeah, that's Gangster's Paradise. Do you know what movie it's from?
The woman teacher thing,
arse.
Wasn't it?
Arse.
Oh, no, you're not going to steal it.
Arse, I've got it. I have to accept your first answer.
Okay, well done. That's the first point for Team Colin there. Next track, please.
Spank.
Oh, straight in again. Our little Team Colin's little bouncer. What is it?
No.
I don't know.
Okay, guys, stop being polite and have an answer. Armageddon, you're right.
I had no idea.
Next track.
Arse.
Yeah? Arse.
Blood Brothers?
It is! It's the, well, no, Blues Brothers, Blues Brothers.
Yes.
Yeah, as opposed to Blood Brothers, which is that.
Al, it has to be said, these rules for this quiz are, they're pretty loose at this point, right? We're literally allowed give a wrong answer and you'll give it to us. This is my kind of quiz, Al. Right? You can
Total
help
Recall.
Us along.
No, it's Die Hard, but I'll give you it.
Next track, please.
Spank, Spank.
Oh, yeah.
Charlie's Angels.
Yes! How did you know that?
I remember Destiny's Child.
Oh, use your microphone.
Sorry. I remember Destiny's Child from when I was a kid and I absolutely love them. So I definitely know that movie.
From when she was a kid.
They always like to drop that in.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
At least you know she's old enough.
What age were you when Destiny's Child were big?
Shut up.
They're all younger than me.
Stephen at home, give us a track.
Arse.
Yes.
Back to the Future.
Yeah. Yes. Michael J. Fox as Marty McFly. Did you like the movie?
Always, always. I mean, really, that is the costume that I try to get together every year for Halloween. And my son this year just told me that's not happening. It's just a humiliating thing that your father does. And you realise it was cool when you were a child. And now I am an embarrassment to me. He literally pulled his hat over his eyes walking along with me today through Galway.
Aww.
For fear that I'd humiliate him. That was the idea, yeah.
Pamela, how are we doing team-wise? Who's winning?
Charlotte.
Oh, Charlotte. Yes. Team Charlotte is doing well at the moment, but let's see. I'll give you one more song. So, give us a track.
Arse. Saturday Night Fever?
Yes! All right, I'm going to give that round to Team Charlotte, ladies and gentlemen. Now it's time for another round. Can I just say, bearded man, you're not really contributing at all.
No. I don't watch any popular movies, obviously.
What kind of movies do you like?
Well, I am from Roscommon, so
I don't know what that means. Apparently, I have to go to a break again. Oh my God, I'm losing the run of myself. When we're back from the break, we'll do round two, which is called What's It All About? But do you know what? I don't want to go to a break without giving somebody some tickets. Before I go to the break, I'm going to come down to Deirdre. Deirdre, have you got a poem for me? You have it there with you, do you? Do you want to read it out for me? I'll read it instead. Deirdre here got a poem for me. Deirdre, talk to me there. Just tell us who you are.
Well, my name is Deirdre, and I'm from just outside Limerick. And I'm here for the weekend to enjoy your show tonight.
Thank you so much. And you wrote this poem?
I wrote it, yeah, I did.
Thank you so much. So Deirdre wrote, is it double-sided? Yeah. I'm in my hallway, soon heading for Galway, and dreaming of things to come. I like my porter, can't wait to see Al, the star attraction at the carnival. He's a man among men, I'd give him 10 out of 10, but I'm the wrong gender. Though we could go on a bender. To the pubs in the city, I'm a looker, though no hooker. And Al, being witty, can make jokes about my titty. There's no need for bribes in the city of tribes. So off to the shows I'll go. As an invited guest, I'll not be a pest. But I hope you'll grant my one request. It'll be my pleasure to measure Al's massive piccolo. Roll on with the show. Hey! Absolutely brilliant. I'll give you some more tickets. That's for Reginald D. Hunter and everybody else involved. Thank you so much. We'll be back in a few moments.
Al Porter. With KFC. Proud to serve up buckets of 100% Irish chicken.
Yes, this is the Al Porter Show at the Vodafone Comedy Carnival. I'll be with you until 2:30 this afternoon. If you'd like to get in touch, it's 087-4100-102. You can email al at todayfm.com or use Twitter at todayfm at the Al Porter. We are joined by Team Charlotte with Charlotte Regan, ladies and gentlemen, and Team Colin with Colin Murphy. Earlier on in the show, we had Tommy Tiernan, and a little later on, Andrew Maxwell has finally arrived, even though his flight was delayed, and Andrew will have a chat with us on the show as well. We've also been meeting some great audience members. I would love to talk to Tanya. Where are you, Tanya? How are you?
Here I am. Hi.
Hi, Tanya. Are you enjoying the show?
Loving it.
Good,
yep.
Good. Now, Tanya, I believe tonight you're going to have your first night out in a long time.
Yes, nearly 4 years.
It's been four years.
Well, no, not 4 years since we were actually out of the house, but 4 years since we were away. 4 years since we were away from the kids.
Oh, wow. And why don't you tell us what happened the last time you had a night out without the kids?
That's why I went out in 4 years.
Well, I guess 9 months later, baby number three arrived.
Hey! So, in 9 months, you have a little Al on the way, yeah?
Little Al.
Good woman. No, it's great to have you here. And Brendan is behind you there. How are you, Brendan?
Hi, Al. How are you doing?
I'm very good, Brendan. And Brendan, you once met Victoria Beckham outside a toilet.
Herself and that husband of hers. I met the two of them on a flight over to Manchester, and my sister was a big Spice Girls fan, so I decided I'd try and get the autograph, you know.
Oh, I love it. And did you?
I did, but I told her that my sister had just been to see a Spice Girls tribute band in Roscommon, and that they were very good, apparently, and she told me that's nice.
Now, did you, like, you just bumped into Victoria Beckham, you didn't wait around the toilets?
Well, they were on the same flight as me, but I did actually have to chase after them to get the autographs, and I was actually genuinely arrested shortly
So you're
after.
Weird, is what I... wait, hold on, you were arrested?
I was taken aside by the British police for acting suspiciously.
I love that this is not the headline of the story. Yeah. And as a side note, I was arrested afterwards.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, well, do you know what? I've got tickets to Casey Brand to give to you.
Brilliant.
Well done, you.
Thanks
and tickets
very much.
To David O'Doherty for you, Tanya. There you go. Congratulations. I'm going to talk to another very special person a little later on in the show who, you know, see earlier on they did an Al's Pal that was done up as a Dracula? Well, another listener has done something very artistic for us. And we'll have a look at that. However, it's time to go into our second round. How are we feeling, Colin Murphy?
Good, confident.
How are we feeling, Jonathan Regan?
Very confident. More confident than that fella.
This round is called What's It All About? I will give you a quote from the week's news and you to tell me what the story was relating to. You know, the headline. What are you laughing at? Shut your face, right? Are we ready? Here's the quote. Join us cucks and snowflakes, safe spacers and libtards as we enjoy a collective cathartic yell into the heavens. Any idea what that's about?
I would know, yeah. I would know what that... Colin, do you know what that's about? Basically, there's a group set up on Facebook, across social media, of these people that were mentioned there, who are on the 8th of November, the anniversary of... Donald Trump being elected, are going together shout into the sky
because that'll help
vent the frustration they feel from the past year. Now, anybody who's been in a long-term relationship will know the benefit of doing this. Like, me and my wife do not have a bad word between us, but my cupboards get unbelievable abuse. If anybody has this, you won't say it to her, but you'll go into the kitchen and my mugs absolutely think I hate them. Walk in there and when you bleed and do the shopping then the next time. I don't know why this is happening or whether it's a good idea, but that, I think, Al, is the answer.
Well, it is the answer, so the point goes to you. I wonder, your team members, the listeners, would you join in a protest like that?
I wouldn't be too arsed with that, to be honest.
Would you consider yourself a libtard?
A what?
It must be because I haven't a clue what that is.
Okay, next story.
Did you see the other thing though this week about Ivanka?
No, what happened?
Ivanka. It's a beautiful name. And sounds like you're being sick. And Ivanka. And she needs a dictionary. Have you noticed that there was a thing on Twitter I saw yesterday? And she just genuinely doesn't understand the meanings of certain words.
Okay.
She posted a picture on her Twitter feed of one of her kids, possibly, and who was 8 months old. Says, "Can't believe you're 8 months old. Happy birthday, big boy." 8 months. 8 months. But on her planet, that's a full year. That's where they
happy
come from.
Happy birthday. That's brilliant. Oh, I love it. Thanks. And the well, I saw that Trump was going to Saudi Arabia soon to discuss Islam, which is crazy. It's like me. I was saying to my mates, it's like me going to Liverpool to discuss the offside rule. Here's our next quote. I get my spit back. Guess what I am? I'm a third Irish. My brother, a fellow Irishman. It's like a family member is giving birth today.
I know this.
Yeah?
But I have no idea the man. And I know he's Seacrest.
Yes.
Is his name?
Yes, Ryan Seacrest.
This, yes, on social media. But I have no idea what he does. He does one of those talented shows in the States.
American Idol or something like that.
Is that it?
Yeah. He produces Keep It Up with the Kardashians as well. Yeah.
Does he?
Does he?
Yeah.
You know producers. That's
I only know because my sister watches it. I hate the show.
Oh, right.
That's such a lie. Okay.
Does he? Totally the truth.
I have a picture of him as a Ryan Seacrest. Is he that sort of chinny sort of a... Does he look like he's a third Irish?
He looks like he's an Egypt.
He looks indeed like he's a third Irish. What was...
What was the
other makeup? It was a third Irish and what else was it?
He's a third... I don't know, actually. Let me have a look. He was doing it... He was talking to Niall Horan at the time.
Oh, for... Or as he's known, Niall. He's going by the single name now.
Oh, just Niall.
Yeah.
Oh.
Niall.
That's how few Niles there are in the rest of the world. You know what I mean? There's probably six in this room. But he just... He was introduced on some Graham Norton, I think it was, as Niall.
Niall. Okay, well, that means that the point goes to Team Colin there. Yep. All right.
Yay.
Speaking of Kim Kardashian's producer, my man on Team Jarlett there, how are you?
How are you?
Your girlfriend is called?
Ellen.
And Ellen, she didn't want to talk, she's a bit nervous.
Yeah, a little bit.
But Ellen, she did a portrait for Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, Ellen's a digital artist, she goes by the name of Nell Illustrations. And last year, she's been drawing the Kardashians and other celebrities for a while, and they seen it on Instagram, and they shared it, and then they contacted her, the Kardashians contacted her.
Wow.
And she was, she did work for Kim Kardashian.
And she's here today.
She is here, yeah.
She's right there. She delivered something very special today. Do you want to tell everybody what she did for me?
Yeah, she's done a digital illustration of Al.
Ladies and gentlemen, look at this absolutely gorgeous portrait that she did. Isn't that amazing? I know you're listening at home going, yeah, but we can see us, Al. I'll put a picture up on the blog and I'll put a picture up on the Twitter. It is a beautiful illustration by Nell Illustrations in my pink jacket with my peak lapel. No tie, very casual. And a nice smile and better skin than I actually boast to have in real life.
Al, I imagine that's the way you talk to yourself in the mirror before you leave the house every day.
I'm going to give you... I actually don't have them physically because I didn't realise I would need so many tickets, but I'm going to give you some tickets to a show. We'll just decide what show you want to go to. The director of the festival is outside and you'll go to whatever show you want at the Vodafone Comedy Carnival. Fair Thank price. You so much. After the news and sport, Andrew Maxwell will be here and we'll have our final round of Nevermind the Carnival, and The Stunning will be back with a live song.
Ladies and gentlemen, Al Porter on Today FM.
Oh, hello, we are here broadcasting live from the Roisin Dove in Galway at the Vodafone Comedy Carnival. Colin Murphy is here with his team. Jarlath Regan is here with his team. I just noticed some children at the back of the room. Hello. Hi. Who are you? Oh, she's shy. Hi, Rosie. And who's your... Is that your brother there? What's your name, buddy?
Key.
Ah, and have you got an Al's pal? Yeah, you got a teddy?
No.
Oh, you both have teddies. Do they both have teddies? Ask Daddy there. Daddy, do they both?
They both have teddies.
Ah, brilliant. Now, Daddy, what? Who's their favourite comedian? Can you get them to say Andrew Maxwell?
Tommy Tiernan.
Rosie, can you say exactly what I say, okay? Can you say Andrew?
Andrew.
Maxwell.
Maxwell.
Andrew Maxwell, ladies and gentlemen! Introduced by Rosie, it is none other than Andrew Maxwell. Andrew, you had a delayed flight or something, did you?
Yes. Woke up at 4 this morning with my wife and baby, and we've been travelling since then till now.
All right, so...
We're here, the wife's at the back there with the baby.
She's oh, were those your children?
No, 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 they're my friend's children.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Danny!
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That would be something if his own children had to be told his name.
I am from the north side. It's not unusual. It's not unusual. Let me tell you, it's wonderful to be here in Galway. It's sunny here. It was sunny in Dublin, and the other side of the M50, a dark, creepy fog descended over the land, which is all the way across Ireland till you get to Galway again.
I know.
Because I've just driven through it.
So is that your wife and child?
That is my wife and one of my children, oh, yes.
So what's your baby called?
Her name is Mahalia. She's 3 months old, so she probably won't be too chatty.
Mahalia, she's gorgeous. And this is the... Hi, hello. She's so cute. And
that's
so,
what I make. That's what I make, ladies. That's what I make.
I'm going to talk to your
with
wife.
6 minutes of joy. That's what you get.
What's your...
That includes the Ferrero Rocher and the nap.
Let your wife speak. Hold on, hold on. How are you?
I'm used to it.
How long are you married?
2 years, I want to say.
What are you, the passport office?
Who's asking?
And how did you meet?
Snowboarding.
Really?
In the Alps, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Random.
That's very posh.
Isn't it?
Posh way. That's a posh way for a Northsider to meet his wife.
I was tricked into it.
I've been on mountains of snow before, buddy.
Do you do material about your wife in your shows?
What's that?
Do you ever do material about your wife in your shows?
Yeah, yeah. She usually writes it and then I nick it off her.
Oh, that's brilliant. Thank you for joining us. Do you need anything for the baby? Can we get anything?
Thank you. No, she's fine.
You're all right. Okay. Oh, she's so gorgeous. You sit down, relax, rest. She'll just give the baby to Lenny. And I... Andrew, we're playing this thing called Never Mind the Carnival. Now, it doesn't really make any sense.
Okay. But nothing's made sense all day. Yeah.
But what I would love is... What I've done is I've set up a twister mat here in the Roisin Dubh. Mm. And Team Colin has two listeners on board.
Hello.
Hi, listeners.
And so does Team Jarlath, right?
Hello, listeners.
And so we're going to try and get Jarlath and Colin, if they'll oblige, onto the twister mat.
Listen, I will do this. I will play Twister, but don't film it, okay? Because if we've learned anything from Ballyragget, don't...
Andrew's just going, I don't live in Ireland anymore. That means nothing. GAA players and strippers.
Oh, yes. No, I did actually hear about that.
So what's going to happen is the listeners are going to answer the questions on behalf of Colin and Jarlath. And if they get it wrong, we'll let Andrew Maxwell spin.
I will definitely spin.
You'll spin the wheel and you'll decide where their left foot or right foot has to go. I'm sure everybody at home listening understands the concept of a twister.
This
is the weirdest thing I've ever done.
On radio.
Twister on the radio. Yeah. It's...
But sure, he was holding up.
We could just not do anything. And you could spin that and then we could go... Oh!
I'm up for that idea.
Yeah. I'm never going to make it.
It's theatre of the mind. It's theatre of the mind.
You have managed to get two of the most unlimber men in comedy. Neither of these dudes are going to be able to do it.
I know. I'm delighted. So I'm going to just read Pam's description of the game so I get it right. Andrew and Jarlath get on the twister mat. Oh, no. That was back when you were going to do it.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Colin and Jarlath get on the twister mat. Okay, so Colin, do you want to get on the twister mat?
Get on there, yeah. Northern Beast. Right.
Okay.
All right, come on. All right, Colin, let's all do it topless. Let's do it.
Right.
Let's go. No, let's go topless.
The amount of moves... The amount of moves you have to make will depend on how well your team does at answering the pop quiz questions.
Okay.
So we will start with the team that's currently in the lead. That's Team Jarlath. If you get a question correct, the other team leader has to have a go at Twister, right? And the control of the question stays with you. If you get the answer wrong, your team leader has to go and the control of your question switches to the other team. So the first team leader will have an elbow, a head or a knee. Well, the first team leader who has their elbow, head or knee touching the mat loses, yeah?
Oh. I followed none of that.
Yeah, I mean, look, lads, let's just do it for the crack, right? So, I mean,
essentially, what you're looking for is a couple of out-of-shape straight guys touching each other by accident on the floor. Right?
That's what I want, Andrew.
That's what we're here for, Alan. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Come on, you pair of breeders.
Team Charlotte. So, in the Jungle Book, what kind of animal is Shere Khan?
Tiger.
You're right. So that means that Andrew Maxwell is going to spin the wheel and decide what Conor Murphy...
Spin the wheel of justice. See how fast the button
turns. Is that a Northern Irish thing?
It's a very old comedy reference to Vic and Bob. It is Red Hand of Ulster. Red right hand of Ulster, Colin Murphy.
Put your red right hand down. You had to put your red right hand down.
Put your red right hand on the floor.
Put your red right hand on the floor. Put your red right hand on the floor.
Just as on the floor. Absolutely beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful.
Good evening, St. Martin's.
Everybody, you're listening to TDFM, and that was our new jingle, The Red Right Hand of Ulster.
We are.
Now we're going to sing a song called Give Your Liver to Your Brother. That means control stays with Team Jarlath. Who is our Minister for Health?
Simon Coveney.
No! It's Simon Harris, which means...
Embarrassed for you.
Which means, Charlotte, you're going to have to go on the floor, so let's spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel of justice.
See how fast the button. It is green left hand.
A green left hand.
That's here we go.
Lovely. Okay.
Green left hand. Look how easy it is for the southerner. Green left hand.
Team Colin, here's your question.
Don't you mess this up.
Who is the new male host on the Great British Bake Off?
Noel Fielding.
You're right! Yay! Let's spin that wheel for Charlotte.
Spin the wheel of joy.
Andrew, you're enjoying this.
I've been up since 4 this morning and I just had a scoop. It is blue-red. A blue grip, no. Sorry.
Blue-red.
Blue right hand. It's a blue right hand. Ladies and gentlemen,
blue right
hand.
I've
just pulled you over.
Oh, brilliant. A blue right hand. Okay, now here's another question. Look What You Made Me Do is a single by who?
Taylor Swift.
You're absolutely right. In that wheel.
All right, spinning it faster. Okay, all right. Okay.
This is
I blame Simon
blue
Harris for this.
Blue left hand
for Jarlath.
This is not challenging at all for him.
He's starting to get a little bit contorted if you're listening at home. So right now he has a right hand on blue, he has a left hand on blue. This is weird, I'm not going to lie. I'm new to radio. I don't think Anton would ever have done anything like this, but I... he had a little bit more sense than I have.
He would have had somebody from Fine Gael for the fall. And conducted a political interview like this.
On the mat.
According to Bram Stoker, Team Colin, where is Dracula from?
Transylvania.
Yes, you're right! Spin that wheel.
Sorry, I just stopped it by accident.
And it is... Oh, it's right foot on yellow.
Right foot yellow!
Come on, Charlotte.
What's this?
It's on it.
Well done. Nice work, one kidney.
Does that make you more or less flexible, Charlotte?
I don't know, Al. Right now, I'm not thinking about much. Just trying to wonder what happened to my career.
Career. Nice. This guy's got a lot of good material. Listen, if you cark it, can I get you maybe your liver? Or...
Team
just
Colin.
Just spin the feckin' wheel.
Who is the famous founder of Facebook?
Mark Zuckerberg. Come on,
lad. You're absolutely right, Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg, that is red left foot.
Red left foot, Charlie.
It's all over, lads. It's all over.
It's all over.
Over here.
It's all over. Okay.
Come on, Charlie.
Red left foot.
Charlie.
Hey, sorry, can I just say,
one, if I pull this off, will everybody come and see my show at Vicar Street?
Chant.
Do it.
Do it.
Lads.
It's not going to happen. Of course it is.
Can I just say, chanting Jarlath is the most middle-class thing I've ever done. Come on, Jarlath, you can do it. Come on, guys. Seriously, Jarlath, don't let me down.
The most Southside thing you've ever done. Come on, man. You've been to rugby clubs.
And we have one more question, guys. Here's Johnny. Is a famous line from what spooky movie?
The Shining.
You're absolutely right.
The Shining.
Jarlath, you to move again.
Green right foot.
For those of you listening to the show, green right foot is right behind him.
Can I just say, at the start of this, I said to my team, I'll get you a few prizes regardless of what happens. I take that back now. You're getting nothing for what you've put me through.
No, no, it's easy. All you got to do is eat. All you got to do is eat your right foot and then digest it, and then it'll be in the right place.
Okay, I think I know what I got to do is put my knee down on this mat and get out of here.
No. To clarify what happened, Jarlath Regan made a meagre attempt to put his foot back on the green and his knee did touch the mat, meaning that Team Colin, you win that round.
Yes.
And Pamela, what does that make them? Team Colin? Team Colin?
Losers.
Team Colin, you still lost. Jarlath's team still won. Give me some outrage,
sir. They played a blinder and answered every question. It's called Brexit.
Is this what it's going to be?
This is exactly what it's going to be. 500 million people laughing at you and your free healthcare.
Oh, lads.
I'm moving down here.
Oh.
Nice.
Right now, the stunning are still here. Steve, what are you going to do for us?
Seeing as it's coming up to 2:30.
Ladies and gentlemen, the stunning and half-past two!
Can I just give ourselves a little plug?
Of course you can. Yeah, certainly.
Tickets for our Olympia show, March 16th, next go on sale tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.
Tomorrow at 9 a.m, ladies and gentlemen. It'll be a great show.
It'll be a great show. Everyone's welcome to stand up and dance. Just grab your partner by the hand.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Run around.
Stand up, dance. If you're in your car or you're listening at home, why not dance along as well? We're loving the Vodafone Comedy Carnival, aren't we?
Half past two, and because of you, haven't slept a wink. Mixed up in a mixing bowl, my mind is on the brink. The dishes are all dirty, my dinner's on the floor. The cat is scratching at my leg, crying out for more. Yeah. Hurry up now, you mustn't linger, or you'll be too late. You don't wanna get sticky finger on this important day. Should I clean up my bedroom and make my bed in case? Should I buy some rubber balloons just to play it? say every day is grey when she's not in town. But those grey days are so much brighter when she's around.
Let's hear y'all.
Every day is grey when she's not in town, but those grey days are so much brighter. Not looking for the gold ring thing, I'm just flying on new love's wings. I'm looking for the beautiful, looking for the beautiful, looking for the beautiful, looking all around when she's in town. I'm looking all around when she's in town, looking all around, looking all around, looking all around, looking all around, looking, just looking, still looking, just looking.
Everybody. Thank you all so much for coming to the Roisin Dubh today.